everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And I'm so excited today. We are here to live vicariously through another person. The ultimate Hallmark party happened this last weekend with the June weddings gala event. I don't know what you call it exactly. It's basically Comic-Con for Hallmark fans. And we all wanted to go, but we couldn't go. And so I reached out to a fellow super fan that was going, and her name is Aunt Scott. And she was so nice to tweet out and Instagram post her experience. And she agreed to come on the podcast and talk about what it was all like. So this is very exciting. So Anne, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So Anne, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started watching Hallmark movies?
Well, I'm Anne and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. And I actually started watching Hallmark movies because my husband works at the airport. So he works crazy hours. And so in 2016, he worked this crazy shift and I wouldn't see him for like 4 days at a time. And so I was like trying to, you know, find stuff to do, find stuff to watch. And so that kind of stumbled me into Hallmark Channel and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And so ever since that season of my life in 2016, I've been totally watching Hallmark and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So
that's awesome. Do you like both the shows and the movies, or just more the movies?
I actually watched two of the shows. I watched Good Witch and Chesapeake Shores. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the movies for both channels.
So are you excited about the upcoming Good Witch coming back?
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited, especially with the wedding and everything. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's my favorite of the shows as well. So I'm very excited. And we're going to get to talk to have our fourth podcast with Catherine Disher, if all goes as planned. And because we love her, she's amazing, and she's been such a great friend of the podcast, and I just love Mayor Martha so much.
Yes, she's so great. I really love her character.
Yeah, and I was a little disappointed that she seemed to reconcile so quickly I think it would have been hilarious if there'd been like a whole season with Mayor Martha in Blairsville. That would have been the best. But yeah, I mean, and I love Catherine Bell. I've liked her ever since JAG. She's great. She manages to pull off this kind of calming persona without making it seem cloying, at least to me. And she does a really job. And then she's had such good chemistry with both of her lead co-stars. But I love her and Cassie and Sam are the best.
Yeah, they're really good. I just love the whole dynamic of that show, and it's kind of different, and just this fun show.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So I'm excited about this next season. And so what are some of your favorite Hallmark, both Christmas and non-Christmas? Do you have some favorites that you really love?
Yes. Well, it's going to become obvious. My answer is that Andrew Walker is my favorite Hallmark leading guy. Uh-huh. I really love A Bride for Christmas, and I really did love Wedding at Graceland. Christmas at Graceland. That was really good.
Were you a big fan of Bottle with Love with Andrew Walker? Yeah,
Bottle with Love, because I love Bethany Joy Lenz. I watched One Tree Hill when I was in high school, so I was so happy they were working together again after Snowden, and so I really liked it a lot.
Yeah. It was good. It was a little weird for me how much Hallmark loved it. Like, it was just so odd.
Because I like Andrew, but I was like, wow, they're like really promoting this.
Yeah. I'm like, the best movie you'll see all year.
I was like, wow, okay.
Critics are raving. Like, what?
That was really different. Everybody I saw was like, what's the deal with like all this stuff and promos and people and stuff?
Yeah. So was Christmas at Graceland your favorite from this last holidays?
It was my favorite from the last.
Yeah. I enjoyed it because just Wes Brown, I think, is so swoon-worthy.
He is very swoon-worthy.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite queen that you look forward to, the Queen of Hallmarks, we call them, our leading ladies?
I mean, I have a couple. I really like Lacey Chabert, and I like Danica McKellar a lot. I like Jen Lilly a lot. Those are like the ones I guess the most movies, I guess, that I like.
Yeah, those are really good picks. They're really good. Lacey went through a bit of a dry patch for me, where I wasn't really loving her movies. I thought the Africa one was fine, but last year I did not like her Valentine's movie, and I don't know, there's just a bunch of that I just wasn't a big fan of. But I did like her Valentine's movie this year.
Yes, I thought that one. I like that a lot. I wasn't that big of a fan actually of Love on Safari. I don't know what it was for me about it. Just something about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
The station was too high. I'm not really sure what happened, but I was kind of like let down a little bit.
I mean, it wasn't the best, but I liked it better than her Valentine's one, which I really just was not a big fan of. Anyway, so that was fun. I mean, there was just all that sexy chocolate tempering. That was like, that's like the new thing, I think, now. But
chocolate though, when it was,
when I know. But none of that modern chocolate with the kiwis and madness. And it was so funny to me because she's like all judgy about the modern chocolate, but yet her flavor combinations were so terrible sounding. I was like, what is she putting in there?
It did sound weird when they said what.
Yeah. So that's really fun. So how did you hear it? You just heard about it on Hallmark, about this event, this gala event or whatever?
I think that the first time I saw it was on Instagram. I saw it on their Instagram saying, hey, we're having the, you know, June Weddings and Fest, Graceland. So I became interested from that moment that I saw it, since I'm in Tennessee and it's not very far from where I am.
So you guys, you and your mom went?
Yes.
So that must have been fun, little road trip.
That was really fun. My mom is a huge Kelly Pickler fan. She loved Kelly since she was on American Idol, bought all our CDs and just followed her on her reality show and all this stuff. So she was like, oh, Kelly's going to be there. You know, I want to go. And she watched General Hospital, Jack Wagner. So she was totally into all this, you know, this stuff. That was a good pull for her. And she likes Hallmark too, not as much as me, but she watches the movies too. So yeah, it was really fun to go with her.
That would be really fun. I didn't even know that Kelly Pickler had a reality show. So,
right, nobody else knows.
That is really funny. Well, that's cool. So, yeah, the whole thing, it took place in Memphis.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to sound super ignorant, but like, is Memphis, is Graceland, like, is that part of Memphis or is it close? Or
yes, it's in
the Graceland. Yes. It's in Memphis.
Memphis. They have like the Elvis Presley Memphis like compound with a bunch of stuff. Like that's where the panels were. And then across the street is where the mansion is. And then next to that is the guest house at Graceland Hotel. So it's all okay. Right there.
So did you get to go to Graceland when you were there? To the house?
We went toured the mansion on Sunday and it was amazing. I learned so much about Elvis that I didn't know, and seeing all the retro like designs and, you know, old phones and TVs and all the decor, it was really cool.
Huh, that's really cool. That would be fun. And yeah, were you a big Elvis fan?
I don't really know that many of his songs, and all of these, you know, really hot, and he has some, you know, cool songs, but I don't really know that much about him. I mean, his dance moves, I knew that. But I really learned a lot. They kind of, you do like a headphone tour. So you have a headphone and an iPad and it knows like where you are. So it says, this is the dining room. And then it tells you all about it. And then you just keep going. And so it was a very informative tour, and you get to go throughout pretty much his whole house. They have like a whole awards and everything hall and his horses and everything.
So did you stay at the guest house hotel?
We did not stay at the guest house hotel, but if they do this again, everyone just stay at the guest house hotel, including me, because everyone who stayed there apparently saw everybody there, the stars. Oh, yeah, I saw so-and-so when I checked in, or I came down for breakfast and there was so-and-so. And I was like, oh, man, I missed out not being at the hotel. The hotel is a good thing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever done anything like this before, like gone to a con or a fan meet and greet, that kind of thing?
I only did like a really small, like superhero fan, one of the fan fest superhero, not like Comic Con, but I've tried to go to Comic Con. I never get in somehow. So they had like one of the smaller fan fests at the Nashville Museum Auditorium, and we went to that, my husband and I, because we love superhero stuff and all the shows and stuff. So yeah, but this is only my second experience. So
that's really cool. I've been to D23, which is the big Disney Comic Con. So that's pretty fun. I went one time before, and then the next one's coming up in August. And they only have it every other year because I think they need you to kind of build up your stamina because it's really exhausting. It's fun, but it's exhausting. You have to wait in line for literally everything. You have to use the bathroom. Like, you wait for everything. And it can be kind of stressful, but it's also really cool. I don't know. The good with the bad. But I'm excited.
But really fun. So that's cool.
Yeah. So, and I've been to the local Comic-Con. They call it FanX here in Salt Lake, and that's pretty fun too. So. But I guess they started with, you arrived there, and did they have anything for you when you first arrived? It looked like they had some photo ops and some other stuff like that.
They had, you went and picked up your packet, and then in your packet you had, you had to have a bracelet to get into the event, so whatever package you had that. And then I think that was really it. Once we got there, we did exchange our, because with the package came the like tour for the mansion, so we went ahead and exchanged our tickets then. But then that was really it, because we went on Friday to try to beat the rush, even though there wasn't a rush to beat, but we thought there might be. So we got all our stuff, so then Saturday morning we could just head straight to the first event.
Yeah, what was the attendance like? Wasn't, because we just haven't, there wasn't much buzz. There was hardly anyone talking about it on Twitter, it seemed like, and I kind of wondered.
I mean, it was not what I was expecting. I was expecting it to be like a whole lot of people. And so at the party, there was a lot more people than at the panels that I was at. It seems like, I don't know. It seemed at that time there was a lot more people in the room when it was the party than when I was at the panels. But I mean, there was, you know, a good amount of people, but not as many people as you would expect.
Yeah. I think, I don't know why they didn't do it in New York or LA or even Vancouver. It would seem to make way more sense to me.
Yeah.
Than, I mean, I guess they're just really trying to plug the wedding at Graceland whole thing. But I think that would have made more sense to have it be at like a hub kind of place.
And to give people more notice, because I mean, the first time I saw it, I mean, I don't remember now, but I feel like it was like the which maybe, you know, people notice to like be like, you know, they can be planning and saving money and, you know,
yeah.
I feel like more notice would have been better also.
Yeah, that's true. Even for us, because like maybe if we'd had some time to kind of save a little bit or you know, because it's a lot when you have to fly out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. So, yeah, that's interesting. I kind of wondered. And so the first panel that you went to, they had Wedding at Graceland panel. So who was all on this panel?
It was Kelly West, Claire, who plays her daughter. Oh, gosh, I'm going to mess up. Tamara and Ryan, who's like her best friend and then her love interest. And then her boss, the older gentleman. I don't know his name. And so it was all of them. And then there was...
So what little nuggets did they give you about what we have to expect with winning the wedding at Graceland?
They showed us two sneak peeks. One of them was really good, like really juicy one. And then they did, they showed us like behind the scenes with Kelly and Lee Bryce, or song they recorded that's going to be in the movie. And it's, oh my gosh, beautiful. It sounded beautiful. And so then, yeah, they said that, which, I mean, I had already read that Lee Bryce is going to be in it and Priscilla Presley is going to be in it. But they did say that. And there seemed to be a lot of people who didn't know that and they were really excited, which, I mean, that's going to be great, having both of them in it. But, and then they let you, they did like questions, you know, like you could send in questions before the event. They were like, if you want to send in a question, you know, email us and tell us who it's for and then what the question is.
That sounds cool. That'll be cool to have him in a Hallmark movie and them doing a song. And wasn't there something about Wes also singing?
Yes, Wes is also going to be singing. And I did see it. They just showed Kelly and Lee more, but they did show a clip of Wes, like a small clip of him in the studio. I could see him when they were doing like a montage. And so he was in there too, recording also.
That's cool. That'll be fun. Yeah, I hope it's not just some little tiny bit of them. I hope it's like a good song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes they tease that kind of stuff. And then like when they did a song for Christmas and you think that they've got Becca Tobin from Glee in there and you think that they'd have her, like she's supposed to be playing a country music singer. You think they'd have more than like, I swear it was 30 seconds maybe of singing. I'm like, what?
That's true. That's really true. They really didn't have her sing like barely at all.
Yeah. It was so disappointing. I was like, I kind of wondered if they were doing that because maybe she's not a country music singer. And so then they didn't want to expose that. But if that's the case, just don't make her a country music singer. Just make her a pop star. Who cares? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, singer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I was so annoyed by that. But so hopefully they'll give us like a real song. That would be really cool. They actually did a pretty good job in Christmas at Graceland. The only funny thing about it is they sang Silent Night like 9 times. It's like, what? Is this the only carol?
Exactly. It's a lot of carols.
Yeah. None of them have, like most of them have expired copyright. So I think you can, you know, just sing one of the other old carols, Joy to the World or something like that. I don't know. That was really funny to me. I'm like, they're singing Silent Night again. So, and obviously there's a wedding, but they give you any other ideas about kind of what the story's going to be?
It kind of seems like the kind of big thing, which I hate to say is not my favorite thing. Hopefully they don't play it up so much like they did in the Darcy wedding movie. But it's I did not like that movie. It was too much for me with her having that attitude kind of thing. But families are going to be their families are very different. So I don't know if one's like more uppity and rich and the other one's kind of more down to earth, but it seems like there's going to be a real kind of pulling of both sides of, oh, we want it this way. Oh, we always envisioned it this way. So it can be good, but sometimes they play it too much and then it kind of takes over the whole movie. And so yeah, we'll see. Play with that.
Yeah. I'm with you on the Darcy. In general, the wedding movies are my least favorite. I hate the bridezilla trope so much. I just think you're so lucky. If you found somebody who wants to marry you and that loves you, stop it. Just stop it.
Exactly. No, really. I mean, I think I like falling in love movies more because there's usually not as big of a conflict that happens in those. Usually in the wedding movies, it's always like some conflict that's like way bigger than in the other movies, in my opinion.
I did like Love at First Dance last year. That was one of my favorites of the year. And that was in June weddings, but it was like not really a weddings movie.
Yeah,
it was just kind of forced in there. But I thought that one was really good. I did not like Yes, I Do. I was in the minority. A lot of people really loved that, but I was not a big fan. I just felt like they had no trust. I didn't think they were in love at all. And I felt like it was more of a bet. Like, I dare you. I dare you to show up at the... Anyway, like, yeah. What? What is this? It wasn't for me. But anyway, so yeah, June weddings as a podcaster, I'm always just, and then you have the bonkers. We'll talk about Wedding March. The bonkers of Wedding March movies. And so it's just an interesting season for And yeah, I agree with you about the Mary and Mr. Darcy, because like her having that tantrum, like I didn't mind it too much. It was just kind of a generic planning wedding movie. And then this tantrum, I was just like, what is happening here? Like, are you crazy? You're just about to marry Ryan Beatty. Like, what?
Can't really be happy. This man's beautiful, you know.
But I am very excited for the friend from Friend to Fiance this upcoming weekend. It looks so good to me.
Oh, it looks so cute.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the one that they should be saying the movie event of the year. Yeah. It looks so good to me. I'm really looking forward to it. Do you have a favorite so far this year of the Hallmark movies?
I would say I really liked the Paris Wine and Romance and the Pop. Uh-huh. Those are the two I really, really liked. Yeah.
Those were pretty good.
Those two were really good.
Yeah, those were good. My favorite is still One Winter Proposal. I thought that was...
That one was really
so good. The proposal was amazing.
Oh, that was amazing. I was like tearing up, and I don't know what it's like when I watch Hallmark movies, but I was like, this is like stunning. Like, I could feel my heart like... I'm so, you know, into it. And so,
yeah, it was so good. So
and everything in that moment was like perfect.
Yeah. So did Kelly Pickler, did she play for you guys? Or I guess it just showed the clips of her playing? Or
it just showed the clips from the movie of them recording. Unfortunately, she didn't do anything live. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish she would have. That would have been cool. Like at the wedding reception, if they would have let her do a song.
Yeah, that would have been really cool. So she said something in there about how she talked about in the clips that you shared about Hallmark being positive and uplifting, and you want to expand kind of on what she was talking about there?
Yeah, she was kind of saying like you know, why she loves to, you know, why she likes working with Hallmark, because it really is a safe place and a uplifting place where people can go, and because life in this world can just be so depressing and hard, and she's glad that it's a place where people can, you know, watch something uplifting and kind of escape that for a while, and that can kind of be a therapy for people mm-hmm. to an extent. And so she really just, that's one of the reasons she really likes to work with them.
That's cool. So then they had this party. This looked like quite the Hallmark party. It was on the Happily Ever After dinner dance party, correct?
That's it.
So what did you guys have to eat?
They had Caesar salad, green beans, roasted potatoes, carrots, rolls, and then they had two choices of meat. It was a chicken breast or a roast beef.
Okay. That's a respectable Hallmark dinner. What I would think of as like the ultimate Hallmark dinner. I don't know.
But it was good.
Yeah. Very good. And so then they had a DJ there or a band, or what did they?
Yeah, they had a DJ for, I guess, like the first like 2 hours or hour and a half, I think. They had a DJ. And before you went, they did also, when you could ask questions, you could send in song requests. And so I did hear like 3 of the songs that I wanted. I heard them all. So that was nice.
Ooh, what songs did you request?
I requested Treasure by Bruno Mars, and I Want It That Way, the Backstreet Boys. I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain. 3 different song choices.
That's good.
They played good songs. I was kind of worried. Like, I was like, okay, this is Hallmark. Like, I don't know what to expect for like a DJ, you know, experience.
Yeah.
The songs that they played. So I was pleasantly surprised.
That's good. It wasn't all just like faux rock like some of these movies.
Yeah, that's what I would thought, but I was not sure. So yeah, they played like just regular music. You're on the radio and some that you don't, but yeah.
It's kind of interesting. I wonder, I mean, maybe they won't because it doesn't sound like the attendance was super great, but I wonder if they'll try this again closer to Christmas. I mean, I think they would get way more attendance.
I was thinking that when I was there. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I was like, a Christmas thing would be like even more awesome just because.
Yeah, like if they did it in a place like Denver or something like that, that would make a ton of sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You could have it in Denver because that's like a hub, so it's easier for people to get to, fly to. It's right in the middle of the country. century, so it's not too bad. That's what I would do. Hallmark, if you need any help planning, let us know. We can be the official, the semi-official podcast. We can work with the bubbly sesh. It'll be great. So yeah, and they look like they had kind of little stations, photo ops, Instagram kind of things, stuff like that.
The slow-mo station, which was obviously really popular because it looks really cool. And then they had like a, I didn't get to do it actually, the kind of like the Instagram thing you hold up and put your face.
Yeah.
They had that one. And then they had like a light pink, like rose wall. And then there was one more, something that said like June weddings on it. I think so. Yeah, they had several photo places.
So, did Jack Wagner? Did he play at the party? His band?
Party, okay. Yeah. During the DJ session at the end, they cut the cake, and then Jack went up, and then he played until the end of the party, like the last 45 minutes. He
was rocking it out.
Yeah, he really was. I was surprised. I mean, because I don't really know anything. Playing music, and so my mom did because she watched in her hospital, but I was like, wow, he's like jamming, like, okay.
Nice. Very good. I actually made like the, I don't know, the over 50 crowd was super digging it.
Oh, they were.
Nice. And they had, who all was there at the party? Were there any, the stars were there? Jill Wagner, was she there?
Yeah, Jill. Yeah.
Jill, yeah.
Jill was there, and then everyone from the wedding at Graceland, Wes and Tamara and Ryan and Claire, and I don't remember that older guy's name. He talked to us. He was so nice. All of them, and then Jill. Yeah. So
they were. Yeah. That's cool. We kind of have a joke in the podcast that Jill's my cousin because my last name is Wagner.
Right.
When I was interviewing her, I was like, oh, we can be cousins. She was like, yeah, that'd be great.
I know my mom asked me, she's like, is she related to Jack? I was like, no. Everybody's name is Wagner.
Yeah, I mean, we really have a lot of cousins at Hallmark because there's Joe Wagner, there's Jack Wagner, and there's Lindsay Wagner, who's been in a couple too. I was like, great. But anyway, so, and then there was like a cake of some kind.
Yeah, there was a wedding cake. And so they kind of stopped music, or the DJ kind of stopped. And then they had all the stars come up to do the cake cutting. And so it was really funny though, because it's like, you can tell the actors and they need direction and like working off a script because they all just go up there. And then everyone's like, okay, so who's cutting this cake? And they're all just standing there. And then Claire, the little girl, she's like, all right, I'm going to tell jokes because, like, nobody's, like, doing anything. I was like, oh, my gosh, what's happening?
He's like, we don't usually do this in the Hallmark movies. We don't actually cut the cake.
Yeah, exactly. So they finally got the knife, and then Kelly helped Claire cut the cake. But then they brought cake out from the back. So I don't know. It seemed like it was kind of more, like, a for show cake.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll make them out of styrofoam and then have just one slice.
And that's what she was like. She's so funny with her accent. She was like, is this real? Because she ate some. So maybe it was like you said, like one piece. Because she did, when she helped her cut it, she did eat a piece. But yeah, I guess maybe the rest of it really wasn't real.
Yeah. I've heard of people doing that before. But that's funny. Yeah, and even at weddings, sometimes they do that. And I think it's so weird. Yeah. They'll have them take just then they'll bring out sheet cakes. I'm like, what? It's so weird to me. I don't understand a lot about weddings. I think there's a lot of weird stuff going on. But yeah, so that sounds like a pretty fun night.
It was very, very fun. I wasn't really sure, like, when it said, you know, your favorite Hallmark stars will be in attendance, I really didn't know what to expect. I thought they might, like, be in some roped-off place where, like, I couldn't, like, talk to them and stuff. But they were totally just milling around and talking to everybody and taking pictures with people and just so nice. Just everyone was so nice. I just couldn't believe it. It was great.
That is really cool. So the next morning, you had the Wedding March 5 panel. And I am very curious about this because I don't know. What is your feeling about the Wedding March movies?
Oh, dear. You're going to catch me. And one of the only things on Hallmark, I have not really watched them. I don't know. I don't know if I should say this.
Well, no.
I have not seen, and it's going to become obvious why, but I have not seen the first three Wedding movies. But, you know, Andrew was in the fourth Wedding movie, so I did see that one. So I said, now I watched their panel. I said, okay, my mom and I said, okay, we're going to go watch, you know, the first three movies now. So we are going to watch the first three. We have both really seen the fourth because Andrew was in it. So, I haven't seen all of them. So.
Well, they're so nutty. They're the most ridiculous movies I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to spoil it because you did watch the fourth movie then, right? Like that promise ring was the most insane thing. Like we on the podcast, we were just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, he's like 50 years old. Like,
exactly, yeah.
Even if he's 40, like he's, you don't get promise rings when you're an adult. What? And it's so weird because they haven't actually hardly even defined their relationship at all as like boyfriend and girlfriend in the second movie. She moves up there after they have, like, the first movie is fine. It's perfectly fine. The second movie, she moves up there, but she's like, oh, we're not dating because you don't want to mix business with pleasure or whatever. And I'm like, why did you move up there? You gave up your whole career, your whole life to move up to be closer to this person, but yet you're not going to date this person? And then it just got progressively more ridiculous how they were stretching out, not wanting these two people to get married. And you're supposed to believe that this is like Hallmark chastity, that they're not in any kind of like relationship, you know? And you're just like, what is going on? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the clip. They kind of give away, I guess, what's going to happen at the end of this movie.
Uh-huh.
Seems to be some kind of actual proposal from what I gather. Jack was like, yeah, everyone's like, when are these two people going to like actually like get married and like, what's wrong with you people and stuff? But I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, this is going to be five movies and like, that's crazy. Like, yeah, you should be already married.
Well, and it's so weird too, because if they rent a wedding venue, then they can just have them plan other people's weddings. Like, it's not hard.
Exactly.
Like, what? It
was so much buildup. I really don't know.
It was so funny. I'm excited about the Wedding March 5 because I just want to see what ridiculous. What? I want to see the post promise ring fallout because I'm almost 40. And if some guy gave me a promise ring, at this point, like, I would riot. Like,
it's time to fully commit. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Like, I would rather somebody just keep dating me than, like, give me a promise ring.
Yeah, that would just so mad. Yeah,
it was crazy. So, anyway, so this panel...
It was different because there's only two of them.
Yeah.
So that was different. And so they kind of, they talked about the movie and they did show us three clips from the movie.
Uh-huh.
And they talked about the movie, but then they also talked about, you know, how long they known each other. Cause I guess did Melrose Place some also. And like when he first contacted her about doing the whole series of movies, he talked about that. And like when they first met for the first time after like, you know, 25 years when they started doing this. And just like how much they really, really love working together. And you can tell by the way they interact and the way they were talking that they're really genuine, really good friends, and they really enjoy doing these movies together. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see Tyler Hines in this latest one because I've loved him. He's been so good.
So funny.
And Cindy Busby, I think, will be fun.
Yeah, she'll be good too. So yeah, they showed them kind of an interaction between them, Cindy Busby and Tyler, and then the other two clips were more like with Mick and Olivia, the characters Jack and Josie.
That is funny. That's really good. Well, we have so much to look forward to when it comes to Wedding March 5. Did they get the kind of joke of it all? You could tell, at least from the clip, it looked like that you sent. It's like I felt like they kind of had a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, they did. They were like, well, because somebody asked them, like, is there going to be another movie? And so Josie's like, well, basically, when you see the end, you know there has to be another movie. So I'm like, okay. And then I have to, like, propose at the end of this movie. And then maybe the sixth movie, they're like, yeah, we have to have a sixth movie. So I'm like, okay. They have to be getting married. So...
I mean, I think the end goal should be that we have to have as many Wedding March movies as there are Star Wars movies. That's the end goal, I think.
Just, you know, stretching it out.
That's funny. Well, so, yeah, did you get to have any barbecue while you were there down in Memphis?
My parents' friends, they took us to, I think it was called the Barbecue Shop. It's been there for like 30 years.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah. That's fun. Well, it sounds like a really great trip. It sounds like a fun event. And you were so nice to, especially last minute, to agree to share your experience with all of us. I know everybody in the podcast community really enjoyed your updates. That was really sweet of you. And so thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. It was really fun.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have to have you on again, and I'm glad to have you part of the podcasting family. And so if people want to follow you online, on Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff, like how can people follow you?
My Instagram is awscott21, and my Twitter is jesusgirl21.
That's great. Make sure you guys are following the podcast at Hallmarkies Podcast all over social media and on iTunes and YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, if you can give us a rating and review, we really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, you can give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that as well. We also have our Patreon that we have just set up in the last month, and we've had a really fun response. We're really grateful, and you can get some exclusive early content and get to communicate with us and give us ideas, and we have our Facebook group that is really fun for patrons. We can talk about whether you like it, not like it, open to all opinions, so it's really good, and you can become a patron for as low as $2 a month, so it's a really pretty good deal, so check that out. I'll have link in the description, and you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, on Rotten Tomatoes, and on iTunes and YouTube, so check that out as well. So thanks so much, and this was really fun. I had a great time talking about this.
Me too. It was great.
Well, we'll definitely have to have you on again soon. And yeah, let us know if you guys got to go to this event. Let us know what your experience was, and what you think about the different things, Wedding Graceland and the Wedding March movies. What are your thoughts? Let us know in the comment section or on Twitter. That'd be great. And thanks again, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.